Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Bright sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 90. Winds out of the south, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 57. High temperatures reach up to 89 tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Bright sunshine expected Thursday, clouds on the increase by Friday, highs in the upper 70s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 54.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Three times is a charm, hopefully not in the case of a Topeka bank. Roxanne Stewart explains.
The Equity Bank at 29th and Gage was robbed around 9 a.m. Monday. TPD says the robber entered the bank, flashed a black and silver handgun, took an unknown amount of money, and fled on foot. There were no injuries. A description of the robber hasn't yet been released. That location was robbed on January 13th of this year. Anyone with information is asked to contact the FBI or the Topeka Police. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Kansas drivers will have the option of buying new blackout-style license plates beginning July 1st. The Kansas Department of Revenue said the new plates have an all-black background with sharp white lettering. Those interested in acquiring one of the new plates will need to pay a fee and visit their local county treasurer's office. Governor Kelly said the blackout-style plates have been popular in other states. The royalty fee will go toward the state's license plate replacement fund and state highway fund. This is Kansas Information Network News.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Steel deals are happening now. From instant savings on select tools to free battery offers on some of our most popular battery tool sets, you can enjoy great deals and do it all with Steel. Shop online or in store at your local Steel dealer. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Memorial Day weekend is the unofficial start of summer and road trips, and with that, the Kansas Department of Transportation, the Kansas Highway Patrol, and the Kansas Turnpike Authority are urging drivers and passengers to always buckle up in a motor vehicle. Transportation Secretary Calvin Reed said making sure you and your passengers are buckled up should be your top priority before starting your vehicle, because not wearing a seatbelt has potentially fatal consequences, so you need to make sure that everyone in your vehicle is properly restrained. Drivers will see an increased law enforcement presence on Kansas roads during the National Click It or Ticket campaign, which runs from May 18th to June 1st. Kansas Highway Patrol Colonel Eric Smith stated that Memorial Day is one of the busiest travel holidays in the nation, and using a seatbelt is one of the safest choices drivers and passengers can make. He said everyone has an important role to play in helping to keep Kansans safe on the roadways, so please make certain that all occupants are buckled up every trip, every time. Preliminary 2024 data shows that nearly 47% of people killed and 32% of those seriously injured in passenger motor vehicle crashes were unbelted. For the latest updates on road closures and conditions, you can visit candrive.gov or call 511 in Kansas. And travelers who need assistance on the highway can dial *47 for the Kansas Highway Patrol. And if it's an emergency, please call 911. Kansas wheat producers are encouraged to scout their best fields for entries in the 2025 National Wheat Yield Contest. And now in its 10th year, the National Wheat Foundation's contest offers producers a chance to win prizes and learn from other producers across the country on how to maximize their management to improve yields and quality. The contest includes four main categories: dry land winter wheat, irrigated winter wheat, dry land spring wheat, and irrigated spring wheat. Contest fields must be at least 5 continuous acres, planted with professionally produced, certified, branded, newly purchased wheat seed, and all contestants must retain a 10-pound bag of grain for shipment and quality testing. The top three yield entries in each category by state will be recognized, and national winners will be recognized and awarded with a cash award, along with travel and registration expenses to attend the 2026 Commodity Classic in February in San Antonio, Texas. A new highlight for 2025 is the expansion of a digital field plot category, which is open to Kansas producers who raise dryland winter wheat. Producers can enter the category using digital technologies such as the John Deere Operations Center, Climate Field View, or Bushel, alongside calibrated grain cart scale data to submit yields from a designated 20-acre area, and producers can enter up to three fields in that category. Growers must submit entries by May 15th for winter and wheat categories, August 1st for spring wheat categories, and harvest data is due by October 1st, 2025. Entries must be completed online at wheatcontest.org, and all entrants must be a member of a state wheat grower association, like the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers or the National Association of Wheat Growers. And you can find more information or enter the 2025 National Wheat Yield Contest by visiting wheatcontest.org. The American Red Cross encourages the public to schedule their May donation appointments before summer gets into full swing, because year-end school ceremonies, sporting events, and celebrations are expected to fill evenings and weekends, and patients are counting on donors to also make blood donation a priority. By giving blood to the Red Cross, donors can help ensure blood is ready for patients in the most critical situations, so you can give blood this May to keep hospitals prepared for all transfusion needs, including emergencies, type O blood donors, and donors giving platelets, who are especially needed right now, as type O negative is the universal blood type and can be transfused to any person, no matter their blood type, and this makes it essential to the most dire situations. To make a blood donation a priority in May and help patients in critical situations, you can schedule a time to give now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Locally, blood donation opportunities will be held in Phillipsburg today, May 13th, from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Phillips County 4-H Building, tomorrow, May 14th, from 12:15 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Gateway in Oberlin, and in Norton on May 21st from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Norton County 4-H Building located at 126 East Park Street. In Nebraska news, the Lincoln Police Department reported that a man was arrested on Monday following a child abuse investigation. According to police, on May 3rd, a 7-week-old baby was taken to an ER where hospital staff deemed that he had 4 broken ribs, though the broken ribs were already healing. The baby was taken to Children's Nebraska in Omaha, and the agency's special victims unit was called in to investigate. And investigators think the baby suffered the injuries about 2 to 4 weeks prior while in the care of his father, 26-year-old Caprice King. King turned himself in on Monday, and he was arrested on suspicion of first-degree child abuse. 61-year-old Ivan Mateo Alvarez of Grand Island has been charged in Hall County Court with one count of theft by unlawful taking, more than $5,000, after allegedly stealing thousands of dollars from a local Walmart. According to the arrest affidavit on May 7th, a Grand Island police investigator spoke with a district loss prevention representative about a large amount of cash taken from the Walmart located at 2250 North Dyers Avenue between March 11th and April 25th by Maceo Alvarez, who was an employee. Court records said Maceo Alvarez was seen on camera 7 times taking cash from a self-checkout and concealing the money in his vest pocket. The total money taken, according to the affidavit, was $30,821. On Friday, officers contacted Maceo Alvarez at the Walmart where he was arrested. On Monday, a judge set Maceo Alvarez's bond at $30,000, and 10% of that must be posted for him to be released from jail. His next court date is set for June 16th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton head golf coach David Stover to update on the team and their upcoming tournaments.
I'm here with head golf coach David Stover. Coach, it's been a little while since we got to visit about some of your golf meets, but let's go ahead and start with Norton. And that was a pretty nice day for you, and, of course, some good play.
It was both, Fig, very much. In all honesty, it might have been one of the nicest weather days I've ever seen on the golf course. We got very lucky that day. Also thought we played really well at that time. We shot our best team score of the year. We shot a 348. Hoxie, Plainville, and Oakley all beat us. They all shot really well. Individual scores were really good. Eli Jones continued to lead us. He shot a 72, played very well all day. Noah Dowell from Hoxie got him, shot 70 to win it individually. But Eli and I thought Trevin Enfield also played really well that day. So we had really good play. It just we're seeing a lot of – we see the same teams a lot over the season, and we had some really competitive – very high-level golf right now. And we saw it that day, too, but I was very pleased with the way we played.
As we move on through the weeks, JV still golfing, and you send a squad over to Smith Center, and they had some pretty nice results there, too.
Yeah, they did. Remember, Smith Center JV is the JV tournament where they change format. They get to play a two-person scramble over there. To be honest, I have kids basically beating down the door to get to play in that tournament because they want to play a scramble. We took four teams over, which was really good, and I thought those kids did really well. Braylon Linden and Ethan Enfield earned their first individual, or I guess team, medals for the season that day with a 43. Ellie Miller and Riley Lanier were right behind them at a 45. So we had some good play, and anytime those guys can get tournament experience, it's good. So I thought it was a great day for them that day as well.
As we jump back into the varsity side, you travel to Ellis. It's also formerly known as the I-70, where Trigo and Ellis hosted hosted 18 each course. So, but this time it's only Ellis and 27 holes.
27 holes, great format. I think Coach Carroll down there wanted to keep it a little bit different when Trigo was going to back out of the tournament. So we went 27. Again, weather-wise, a great day for weather. I think overall as a team, we played okay. I think we could have played a little bit better. Easily, and for me looking back, probably one of the highlights of the season was Eli Jones that day. After 18 holes, Eli was 2 over for the day, was leading it by 4, playing really well. Eli continues to play well on the last 9, just shoots 1 over. And Jeb Castens from Rawlins County comes back 3 under on the backside, ties him up. So now we got a playoff for tournament championship. So you've literally got a gallery, all the players, they're walking. Both of them played really well, and Eli was able to win the tournament on the 3rd playoff hole. So just a great experience for him. I thought it was a great experience for us as well. I thought I do think as a group we saw improvement there. So that was another good experience for us.
Then it's down the road a couple days later, and you're down at TMP. You're playing at the Smoky Hill Golf Course there, always nice course that you play on. And let's hear how the squad did that day.
Well, Fig, it must be a historical thing because I don't think we have ever went to TMP and played very well, unfortunately. And I think the guys would say the same thing. You know, we'd been playing a little bit better going into that tournament. Weather-wise, absolutely perfect day weather-wise. We were fortunate with that. The course is a great course. It's an extremely difficult course for us. No excuses. We just flat out did not play well that day. Now, saying that, Eli finished in 5th place again, but he shot his 2nd highest score of the year with an 81. So, and then the rest of our guys, Trevin 87, and then our other 3 were in the triple digits. So just one of those days where, you know, the ball just doesn't want to go where you want it to go. And you know, you're going to have those throughout a season. So we talked a lot about how we were going to bounce back after that. And I think we did.
Then another, as we talk about the nice weather, Norton Junior Varsity, and there's a little cloudy that day, but yet some really hot scores.
Yes, they were. I tell you, our guys, this to be honest, I really wasn't sure. I didn't know what to expect coming in. I thought we would play well, but you just never know. And I thought we played extremely well in our JV tournament that day. The JV group was able to win the team title, and that's always what we look at first is how did we do team-wise. So to earn a tournament championship there was great. We had a couple of guys medal. Rowan Granberry medaled. I think it was his second or third time he's medaled this year. Braylon Linden earned his first individual medal. I know he got one at Smith Center, but he was able to finish ninth. Rowan was eighth. But we had a lot of players shoot personal best rounds. I think we put 15 players on the course, and well over half of them shot personal best rounds. So I thought a great day for the JV group that day.
Again, and then we jump back into varsity, and it's over at Hill City, a course that that plays pretty good for the Blue Jays. Why don't we talk on how the Hill City did?
Well, like we talked about with TMP, it was one of those days where, okay, we didn't play well. How are we going to bounce back? And I was extremely pleased with our bounce back. We shot, by far, team-wise, I think we shot a 335 team-wise, which bettered our best team score by 15 shots. Coming in, so obviously I thought we played really well. Eli was able to earn third place finish with a 75. Trevin Enfield was 15th, so we were able to get individual medals. Tyce Melvin shot a career low round. Gavin Braun shot his season low. Kelby Day was right at his season round and career low too. So I was very pleased with our bounce back. I do still think there's plenty of room for growth coming up into the home stretch of what we have.
We're visiting with head golf coach David Stover, and we've seen you go to five different kind of meets, including the junior varsity in there. But your next competition on Tuesday of this week, it's over to Phillipsburg, and it's the Max Schremer Invitational. And why don't you talk a little bit about that format and what Max Schremer meant to you?
Well, Coach Schremer is a special individual to me. When I first came here, him along with Coach Kalachny and Coach Scott, Coach Kalachny at Ellis and Coach Scott at Trigo, they kind of took a young guy underneath their wing and taught him a lot about, not just golf, but, coaching golf. And I'm forever indebted into Coach Schremer. He meant a lot to me as an individual. And after his passing, I thought it was a great idea years ago. They changed the name of the Phillipsburg Invitational to recognize Coach Schremer. And so for me, every tournament is special. But for me, this one's just a little bit more. And I think part of it because Coach was really, really big into what we call our old golf format. That tournament and the league tournament this week will both play what I call old school scoring. We will have a two-man division, a four-man division, and a six-man division. So essentially it's three smaller tournaments within one. We'll predetermine the lineups before we play and then tee it up and see how it goes. I'm very interested to see how we do in the fact that this doesn't happen a lot, but this is the second time on this course for us this year. We played there early this year in our first tournament of the year, so I'm anxious to see how we come back and play in the Schremer Invitational.
And this week, as your season winds down, it's the Mid-Continent League Tournament. That's at the Fort Hays Golf Course, public golf course there. A lot of Mid-Continent League teams that are ranked throughout the year and have finished above you, but let's talk about how that Mid-Continent League is formatted and most of the teams that you're going to run for.
Well, it's going to be a heck of a tournament, I'm sure. I mean, it's really the same guys. We kind of kidded each other down at Hill City last week. Asked them if they were just tired beating on each other all year long because that's essentially what the schools have done. Between Hill City, Oakley, Hoxie, Plainville, I mean, they're four of the top five teams in Class 2A right now. You throw in, I think we can be competitive in there. TMP is always a good group. Phillipsburg always brings a good group. And then there's some other individual players as well. Russell has two players that I think are very good players, and team-wise might be able to sneak in there. So it's going to be an absolute shootout. It's one of those that you really hope the weather stays good because you'd really like to see the best come out in all those players. And I know our guys are excited for the challenge. We play at Fort Hays. I think it's a great setup for us as far as preparation for regionals. It's an 18-hole course. It is a long course, which is what we're going to see at Goodland as well next Monday. So I'm just really excited for Thursday and looking for good things.
And then, of course, your season will come fairly close to an end when you will go to Goodland for the regional. Again, you're playing at Goodland the second time this year. That's going to be Monday the 19th.
Yeah, we go out to Goodland on the 19th. You know, again, I think an advantage is we have played out at Goodland this year. We play at Goodland every year, so I think that hopefully will help us in the long run. Nine schools. You're going to see Goodland, Cimarron, Colby, Holcomb, Southwestern Heights, Lakin, us, obviously, Russell, and Scott City. So they're all schools we've seen all year, but really not at one time. So it'll be interesting to see how it comes together. Qualifying is the same as it has been in the past. Top two teams qualify automatically, and then the top five individuals not on the top two teams and ties will also qualify for the state tournament. So, you know, we're going out there looking to play as well as we can and see what happens.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best of luck when you travel to Phillipsburg on Tuesday, then Thursday to Hays at the Fort Hays Public Golf Course, and then Monday on the 19th, regionals at Goodland. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig and Coach Stover, and good luck to the golfers in their upcoming tournaments starting today in Phillipsburg. A celebration of life for James Jim Baird, 70 of Norton, will be held at 10 a.m. today, Tuesday, May 13th, at the First United Methodist Church in Norton. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions may be made to the Norton County Hospital to help with the purchase of the diagnostic machine Falcon Express F5. This was important to Jim because throughout his battle with cancer, he wanted to give back to the supportive staff at the Norton County Hospital. Donations may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having Cook's Choice. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, for lunch, you'll be having Cook's Choice. And for Northern Valley Schools, for lunch today, you'll be having steak strips, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 90 and breezy with a southeast wind of 10 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming clear with a low around 57 and a southeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Wednesday, it should be partly sunny, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 89. And on Wednesday night, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly clear with a low around 51. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday, it should be sunny with a high near 79 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. On Friday, sunny with a high near 80. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 85. On Sunday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 85. And on Monday, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Should be mostly sunny with a high near 83. Currently, with fair skies, it is 61 degrees. The humidity is 68%. The wind speed is southeast at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.67, and the dew point is 50 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 826. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. KU's Mike Kozowski hitting a walk-off RBI single in the bottom of the ninth to lift Kansas to a 7-6 victory over BYU in a series win on Saturday afternoon at home. With the victory, KU has set a new school record for most wins in a regular season with 39, and only the third season under head coach Dan Fitzgerald. Kansas improved to 39-14 on the year and 17-10 in Big 12 play. The 39 wins are the most in a season since 2009, and the 17 conference victories are tied for the most in school history. The Jayhawks have now won six Big 12 series in the season for the first time. KU will wrap up the regular season as they head east. They will finish the regular season with a three-game series in Morgantown, West Virginia against the Mountaineers from May 15th to 17th. All three games will be broadcast on ESPN+. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.